Tisuke First Nation is calling on the BC government to address an ongoing knotweed infestation in Souk River. Despite repeated efforts from local organizations, the District of Souk, the CRD, and our nation to bring attention to this issue, the province has yet to take meaningful action. "This is unacceptable," writes Chief Lawrence Underwood in a letter addressed to Minister of Forests Ravi Parmar and Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship Randine Neal. Underwood called on the province to act by responding to the nation's request for a pesticide use permit or to undertake the work themselves to combat this crisis before it becomes irreversible. Knotweed is an invasive plant that readily establishes on streambanks, lakeshores, gravel bars, and other open areas, displacing native vegetation, degrading water quality and aquatic habitats by eroding streambanks and reducing access to water for wildlife. In his letter, Underwood explained that knotweed was first identified in the Souk River in 2019 and has since grown expeditiously. "Knotweed, in case you don't know, is one of the most pernicious, remarkably resilient and dangerous plants. It goes under concrete, it's highly difficult to eradicate," said Souk Kaun Jeff Bateman. Now, Underwood fears the plant may threaten salmon habitats, infrastructure and the overall ecological health of the river. "The impact on salmon populations is particularly concerning, as the Souk and Charters Creek salmon runs are not just an environmental asset but a critical cultural and economic resource for our community, and the entire southwest coast of Vancouver Island," Underwood writes. During the April 7th council meeting, Bateman brought Underwood's letter to council for discussion and explained that the district proceeded with a request to use pesticides to eradicate the plant in May 2024. The province's reply to date has been, with the realignment of functions between Ministries of Forests and Water, Land and Resource Stewardship, the jurisdictional responsibility for aquatic and riparian areas and the authority to address invasive species is under review, explained Bateman. They went on to say they are working with senior managers to facilitate this as quickly as possible. "No action has been taken since by the provincial government, to the great displeasure of the Tisuke First Nation, especially as the infestation continues to spread with new colonies establishing downstream, compounding the damage. We are deeply disappointed in the lack of urgency from the provincial government in addressing this invasive species," writes Underwood. Knotweed is widely recognized as a top priority invasive species for eradication across Canada, yet the Souk River infestation continues to be overlooked. During the council meeting, Kaun Kevin Pearson highlighted his past efforts to raise the alarm to other relevant authorities, including Alicia Fraser, the CRDGM of Infrastructure and Water Services. "I tried to sound the alarm bells that it is not very far from Souk Lake. This is a very dangerous invasive species," said Pearson. Ultimately, Souk Council unanimously voted to direct staff to write the relevant ministers to support a response to Tisuke Nation's request for a pesticide use permit to eradicate knotweed in the Souk and Charters Rivers.